Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Bold Business Podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you guys today. So today's topic is going to be a little bit different than what we've discussed in the past. It's all around how to take your business to the next level. And the way that we do that is pretty simple, but also not at the same time. And I speak from experience here when I say that oftentimes what's standing in our way of taking things to the next level is literally ourselves. So this episode is all about how to get out of your own way. Have you ever heard the quote, if you think you can, and if you think you can't, you can't? I've heard this a bunch of times before, but the other day I read it just in passing, scrolling on Instagram, of course, right? And I really started to think about this, and it got my wheels turning so much that I knew I had to do a podcast episode about it, because the more I thought about this quote, and you know, these cliches exist for a reason. They exist because they're true and they can be applied throughout time to so many different circumstances, but especially in business. And, you know, thinking about that, if you think you can, and if you think you can't, I believe that to be true so much. So I have a couple different tactics of how you can go about getting out of your own way. And I'm going to walk through each of those and really unpack them. But I also want you to keep in mind throughout this episode that each of these things kind of work together in order for you to take your business to the next level and really truly get out of your own way. So the first things first is you have to be able to believe that good things are coming your way. Like, truly believe that things are going to happen for you. As an entrepreneur, you are constantly battling a healthy balance of risk. And with risk can come fear. And the presence of fear can often create this scarcity mindset, a mindset that when goes unchecked can cause us to second guess ourselves, a mindset that can lead to the lack of action, and a mindset that squashes our ability to trust that things are going to work out. So in order to truly get out of your own way, and as an entrepreneur, you really have to have trust that good things are coming your way. Trust that things are going to work out. Trust that the work that you're doing now is going to pay off in the long run. And I promise you it is. I have seen this time and again for myself, for my friends in the industry, from my mentors, from people that I look up to. Nothing happens overnight. And we don't know when things are going to happen, and we don't know exactly how they're going to play out. But at the end of the day, we know, and especially if you're religious, that you have to have trust. Maybe this is in God for you, for me it is, but trusting in both myself and what I've built in my business, and also trust in the Lord. And I think this is super important to know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. You're putting in the work so that a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, it will all pay off. And I think the hard part is we don't have a definite answer of when it's all going to work out, right? I mean, I know I don't in my business. I have some really big goals, and I have rough timelines around in my ideal world when I would love to hit those. But in the reality, I don't have complete control over how things are going to pan out. I don't know what my business is going to look like 5 years from today, but I know it's going to be amazing. And I know that the work I'm doing now is setting me up for success in the future. So the first thing to getting out of your own way is truly believing that good things are coming and things are going to work out in your favor. Now, the second thing of getting out of your own way is you really have to think and speak as if the things that you want, you already have. And this is something that you can start practicing literally today. I want you to start thinking and speaking as if you already have the thing that you want. So I'm going to get really honest here. One of my goals is to run a multi-million dollar business. And the reason I want to run a multi-million dollar business is that if I get to that point, I know that I will be inspiring and leading and changing the lives of so many women across this country that right there is the reason why I want to run a multi-million dollar business. Because I know if I'm at that level, I'm making a really big impact, and that's my goal. I want every woman out there to know that they can have a life that they design, that they love. And if I can be a small part of that, then I know that the work I'm doing is of value. So in order to have that, in, you know, 3, 5, however many years it's going to take for me to build that, I have to start acting and I have to start thinking like I'm already a 7-figure business owner now. I can't wait until I'm a 7-figure business owner to then all of a sudden get ready, quote unquote, to be in that role. Because if we wait until we already have the thing, we're likely never really going to obtain that thing. And if we do, one, we may not be ready for it. We may not be appreciative. And it may not go the way that we want it to go. And this leads me into my third point, which is you have to take action as if you already have the thing that you want. So you have to think and speak, and then you have to take action. So have you ever heard of that old saying? I'm sure you have, like, dress for the job you want, not the job that you have. I used to hear this all the time, like especially growing up when people were talking about going off and getting a corporate job, which was obviously the goal. You know, you wanted a 9-to-5 with a salary and with benefits, and that was like the American dream. And they would always tell me, especially as a woman, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And you would always much rather be overdressed than underdressed because, as sad as it is to say, your appearance has a lot to do with how you're perceived in the business world, at least the corporate business world. That's the one beautiful thing about the online world is a lot of times I am hanging out in, you know, yoga pants and no makeup and messy bun and the whole nine yards, and it doesn't really matter. But back to that concept, the same concept applies to your business. If you want to have a thriving business, you need to be able to have the confidence and the decisiveness of a thriving business owner. So you need to ask yourself now, would my future self be doing what I'm doing right now? Is what I'm doing fueling my path towards my goal? What can I do now to prepare myself and my mind to be successful when my business does reach that next level? How can I grow not only in my business, but with my business? And what I mean by this is we have to take action towards not only the goals that we want, but we have to take action as if we're already there. Because if I want to run a seven-figure business, I have to start thinking like a seven-figure business owner, which means I need to get really organized on the back end. I need to master productivity. I need to know how to hire and train and grow and scale a business sustainably. I need to do things like define our company values, because if we're at a point where we're hitting seven figures, we likely have a team of people supporting us. And that team is going to be looking to me to be an exceptional leader. So it's up to me to be an exceptional leader for them. And that comes with great responsibility, but that also means that I have to get to that level. So that means I have to invest in myself and not only, you know, thinking about courses and business tactics and things like that, but thinking about, okay, what is a seven-figure business owner? What does that typical day look like? Are they sleeping until nine? No. Are they eating junk food and crashing at 3 o'clock? No. Are they staying up too late watching Netflix? No. Which, side note, I totally did that a couple nights ago. This is going to date this episode, but season 4 of Stranger Things came out, and one, I'm a total scaredy cat. That is literally terrifying to me. I've had nightmares every night that I've watched that. I don't know why I keep watching it. I do. I have to find out what happens. But the other night, I stayed up way too late. And then, you know what? I was tired the next morning. I was groggy. I felt like I needed an extra cup of coffee that day. And it just threw the whole thing off. So really thinking through, okay, that was a decision that I made. That was an action that I took. And I had to deal with the consequences, but looking back, it really wasn't worth it. Like, I probably could have cut myself off at one episode and not binge watch two of them. And that was like 2.5 hours of my time. And it was not time well spent. So acknowledging that and then being okay with that, I made that decision. It is what it is. But going forward, having the self-discipline to say, you know what, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to tuck myself in bed so that I can show up well the next day. That right there is having the maturity to be the person that my business needs me to be. So ask yourself those questions and ask yourself the hard questions. And here's the thing about being an entrepreneur. A lot of times we're our own boss. So we don't have anybody asking us those questions. We don't have anybody to respond to or report to. Nobody's checking in on you to make sure that you're doing these things. The only person that can control this outcome is you. So think about that. Okay, moving into our fourth point, which is I want you, and I actually think I've talked about this before, but use inspiration to remind and motivate you daily. And I've chatted about like the power of manifestation, which I know can get a little woo-woo, but I truly believe that all things work together for good. So just putting things out there, I know I've done that in the past, not even really realizing that I was manifesting something. But then in hindsight, I was able to see, whoa, like I talked about that 3-4 years ago. And here I am today living out what I wished and prayed and hoped for. How beautiful is that? And if that's the case for those things that I already have, what else can I manifest into my life? And that's not to say, you know, I want $1 million. It doesn't have to be like big things. It could be small things. You know, I want to be the healthiest version of myself that I've ever been. Say it out loud. Put some reminders up around your house for that. Our minds are so powerful. They're always working in the background, whether we realize it or not. And when we use things to help inspire us and remind us and keep our focus, this not only helps us to stay motivated, but it trains your mind to create that reality for you. So your mind is a mirror of what it sees, what it hears, what it learns. It's essentially a collection of all the things that it's absorbing. Which is why, going back to, you know, me talking about Stranger Things, how after I watch that, I'm terrified and that's where my mind goes. It's because that's what I let into my mind. Now, I fully recognize that this is my own fault and I'm a total scaredy cat. But that is such a simple example of how what we're consuming daily is what our reality is going to be. So I want you to think about this in the sense of how can you nourish and shape your reality to be one of your making? Maybe your dream is to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning and start your day with a workout, and you want to eat healthy, and you want to show up as a happy, well-balanced mom. You want to work for yourself. You want to have time to spend with your partner and your friends, and you want to be able to work in a hobby. And this is what an ideal life would look like for you. Ask yourself, what are some ways that you can start creating that reality today? Maybe it's putting up a quote on your phone of the background screen, you know, the lock screen, so that it has these things on there. Maybe it's a mood board. Maybe it's a post-it note on your mirror so that you look at that and it inspires you every day to take action towards these things, to start thinking and speaking as if you already have these things. All right, the very last thing, and this is a really big one, is all about changing your thought patterns. So this episode again is all about how to get out of our own way so that we can take our business to the next level. We need to step back and let ourselves be the very best version of ourselves. And we have the capability to do that. Because if we believe we can, we can. And if you believe you can't, then you can't. And that just goes to show how powerful you are and how powerful your mind is. So one of the things about changing your thought patterns is we have this capability to tell ourselves a whole lot of lies and believe that they're fact. And I feel like I could seriously do probably an entire episode, if not like some mini series, on just the power of our minds and our thought patterns and what happens when we work on ourselves and the results that it creates, the ripple effects that happens throughout your life when you work on you. But I really want to dive into today specifically your thought patterns. And this is something that I've been working on lately, and I am going to continue to work on because I am no means a master of this. But it's controlling my thought patterns, because so often we can let a thought or even a recurring thought rule our mind, which then basically creates a feeling, which that feeling then creates an action, which usually rules your day, an hour, a week, sometimes even longer than that. Have you ever let this happen to you? Like, for instance, let's say something doesn't go as planned, or someone says or does something to you that just doesn't sit well with you. Or maybe, and I totally have been guilty of this one, you have an argument, and then after like hours later, you're thinking about that argument and you're like, dang it, I should have said this. Or, oh man, like, why didn't I mention this? Or what did that person mean when they said this? Your mind is spinning and it's constantly thinking about this thing. And all of a sudden, like, you're on this hamster wheel and it's really hard to get off. You're worried about what other people are thinking, or what did they mean when they said that? Or why did she do that thing? Or I'm jealous because of insert blank. We're human. We've all been there in some capacity of that story. And all of these thoughts create feelings within us. Maybe it's anger, maybe it's fear, maybe it's sadness, jealousy, resentment, like whatever it is, it creates a feeling, which we usually then have an action tied to this. But what I want to challenge you today is to think about how can we change that initial thought, especially if it's negative, and then change the feeling that will change the outcome. So it's okay to have that first thought, whether it's negative, positive, whatever. Just let it pass. Don't act on it. Don't sit in it. Acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm going to give you an example here. So a thought I had the other morning when I watched Stranger Things too late. And then the next morning I like slept in a little bit and I just was behind. I had a thought that I am a failure. And I had a thought that I'm a failure because I stayed up too late watching Stranger Things. I didn't wake up at the time I wanted to wake up, which meant I didn't get to get up and get ready and do my morning stuff before my kids got up, which meant like when they got up, I was trying to like do these things at the same time. And I was getting frustrated with them because they're a baby and a 3-year-old and they still very much need mom. And I'm like, why are you not getting your clothes on in the timeline that I want you to get your clothes on? And that in no means is their fault. It's my fault because I chose to watch Stranger Things too late, which then made me wake up later in the morning. And then I had this thought that like, you're a failure. So I started telling myself in my head, you're a failure, which then made me feel bad. It made me frustrated. And then the action that I took based on that feeling was that I was snippy with my kids and I was getting annoyed. And again, this is all based on my thought pattern. In hindsight, what I could have done instead is changing my thought pattern. So when I woke up in the morning and it was like, you know, 45 minutes after when I was supposed to wake up, instead of telling myself, Amanda, you're a failure, I could have said, well, Amanda, you slept a little bit too late. But how blessed are you that you have the ability to sneak in an extra 45 minutes of sleep? How blessed are you to be able to take care of these little ones in the morning, get them dressed and up and fed, and hang out with them one-on-one as their mom, a role that you literally prayed for years. So although I may be a little behind on my morning schedule, which is frustrating to me because I'm type A and I love a good schedule, I know that everything is going to get done that needs to get done today. That might mean I have to work a little bit faster. That might mean something that's not a priority gets bumped to tomorrow, but it's going to be okay. And letting go of that first initial thought, changing my thought pattern around that, changed my feeling around the morning, which then meant I wasn't snippy, I wasn't stressed, I wasn't getting frustrated with my little ones. See how we have the power to create our reality through our thought patterns? And this is just like such a silly example, but I'm sure we've all been there before in some capacity or another. It may not be because you stayed up too late watching Stranger Things, but it could be something else. It could be something in your business. It could be a lie that you're telling yourself that you're not good enough to go out and do this new venture. You're not smart enough to start your own business. You don't know enough about money. You don't have a business degree. You're not an expert in this thing, so why should you try? These are lies that we tell ourselves that we will then believe as facts, which create a feeling within us, which creates an action, or maybe a lack of action. Mindset is such a big part of who we are as entrepreneurs. I started thinking about this the other day, and our minds are essentially the creators of our business. They're obviously the creators of our reality, but they're the creators of our business. And if we didn't have what we have in our minds, we wouldn't be able to create the business that you're creating. Whether that's a side hustle, whether that's a digital product, whether that's a service provider, whether that's a corporate job that you're kicking butt at, whatever it is in your life, your mind is the creator of that thing. So the more work we do to train our mind, the same way you would train for a marathon or anything else in life, the easier it's going to be. Is it going to be hard in the beginning? Yeah. Like, have you ever started working out? Like, I haven't worked out in over a year, guys. The other day, I did a 10-minute workout. 10 minutes, okay? And I was really proud of myself. I was sore for 2 days after that. Isn't that embarrassing? 2 days with a 10-minute workout. That's how out of shape I was. But I know that in a couple weeks, I'll be able to work up to a 30 and a 45-minute workout. And I'm not going to be sore for 2 days afterwards, but everything's hard in the beginning when it's new. It's just that simple. And the reason that it's hard is because it's new. But everything that's new eventually becomes old. which means it gets easier. We just have to put the work in up front. So what if I told you that the only person standing in the way of what you want, what your heart wants, what's heavy on you, is you? And the good news is that guess who controls you? Oh, right, you do. So that means you can create any reality that you want for yourself. You know that thing that seems like a far-off dream? The one that you don't even dare to journal about, let alone talk about? I know those big, scary dreams all too well. I have so many of them. I'll eventually share them all with you guys, but for right now, I'm like keeping them very close to the chest. I did share one in this episode though today, and that was honestly hard to talk about, but something I'm again manifesting. So I'm putting it out into the world because if I can have the confidence to talk about things that are really personal to me on a podcast to masses, then certainly that will inspire you to have the confidence to take action towards the thing that you want, towards the life that you want. And I can say from personal experience that anytime I step back and I get out of my own way, anything is possible. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you loved this episode all about how to take your business to the next level by getting out of your own way. If you love this episode, will you do me a favor? Share it with a friend. You can send them a message, tag them on Instagram. And lastly, I would love if you could take just 3 to 5 minutes to leave us a glowing review. It would truly mean the world to me. And I can't wait to chat with you guys again next week. Bye for now. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.